सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परां गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुर्साक्षात् परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् Yeah, how Rama and Sita lived together with all kind of the sacrifice and adjusting themselves, even though the atmosphere was not very conducive in forest. So you have to imagine this, not having any comfortable condition like our house, home. They lived in the forest with all happiness, very happy. The happiness we get in our mind is not depending on what we have outside. Happiness is depending on our mindset. So they lived very happily. We have studied little from Ramayana, the relationship, how they maintained very nicely. Then afterwards whenever Rama fills the gap between the members, he tried to remove the gap and bring the people together. If gap is too much, then the hatredness arises. Then bitterness, what do you call it? All kinds of the problems you get, no happiness. As we bring more and more people together, you feel the unity, community, happiness, sharing, prosperity, everything will happen. So if you are very good in relationship skill, human relationship skill, then you know how to bring people together, even though there is gap. When we identify the gap, we'll make all their effort to remove the gap, bring the people and make the society. This is Rama's technique. So when we read Rama, not only it gives you punya. You read Rama, you get punya. Then when you go to heaven, they'll treat you in a different. Then all will get half a liter coke, you will get 1 liter coke. Why punya? I'm getting it. So all will get ordinary plastic plate, you get silver plate. Even though the same dosa. Dosa same, only plate is different. That's all. When you read Ramayana, you get punya. This is one angle. Yeah, you get punya. Punya is there. Mind is getting purified. Different bit. Sir, I read Ramayana. After my death, I get something I don't want. I want here itself. I want to get some benefit. I have to get here itself when I am living there. After death, whatever what happens, who knows that? I'm not conscious of anything. Just leave it. Now I am very conscious of about my life. You just tell me I have to get something now itself. When you read Ramayana in this way, here itself Ramayana is very, very helpful and what's that? Guide to our life. How nicely he guides. Now we have seen few points. Now one more point we will see. Are you ready? Ready to sleep? Yeah. Huh? Many yes came. Suddenly, yeah. Quick question, that's why. Yeah. So are you ready? Now you're a little alert. All right. We'll go to next point. Now in Ramayana, Hanuman went and met Sita Devi. He consoled Sita Devi. Don't worry. Rama will come. We will kill all the Rakshasas. Rama will take you back to Ayodhya. Don't worry. If ordinary lady would have been there, no, don't wait with Hanuman. Please, you take me to Rama. I am suffering here, please you take me. No, it should not be like that. This is big kavya. This is a heroine's, or that, the value. You have to sit here and the hero should come, and he has to finish everyone and he has to take you back. The heroism. Otherwise, Rama also would have asked, ordinary Rama, "Hey, Hanuman, you would have brought her. Why unnecessarily you made me to build bridge, go there at unnecessary fighting? Nice chance you missed. Sita, you also missed nice chance. Unnecessarily you put me in the problem. I have to make bridge. So much of for the work. It should not be like that. Duta, he was a messenger. Give the message, come back, and give the detailed information about how she is living there. After that only, Rama should go, making big effort, bringing all monkeys together, and he made very nicely. Now, about to go to that site. They are about to start building the bridge. One powerful person was there in the team. His name is Nala. The Nala is very great vanara. He's an architect. Even in that, the team also architect was there. So this Nala is incarnation of Vishwakarma. Vishwakarma is architect of Devaloka. So whatever Devaloka has got, those Narakaloka has got, Asuras also have got those things. In Devas, there is Guru, Brihaspati. Asuras also, Guru, Shukracharya. Here you have architect, Vishwakarma. Here we have architect, Maya. It's opposite side. You buy house, I will buy some house. You buy car, car. The opposite party everywhere, not only here. You see in Devaloka also. They suppose they have one Pushpaka Vimana, these people also will have one Pushpaka Vimana. This is always the opposite side is. Equally how to maintain, then only you can maintain the status. So they have architect, the Devaloka architect is Vishwakarma. This Vishwakarma's avatar is Nala. So Nala is going to build a bridge in the presence of Rama. Now many times we say this is Rama Setu, Nala Setu. Who built this? Rama built or Nala built? Confusing question, eh? This children will ask this kind of question. Uncle, Balu here. Last week you told Rama built bridge. This week you are telling Nala built bridge. Who built? Be clear now in your idea and tell me one answer. Nala also built, Rama also built. How, uncle? Right. Now I ask you, who built this house? Where is your address? Where is your house? In this street, this is my house. Who built this house? Engineer or your father?
Ah, yes. I am confused.
Many times my father told, he only builds this house. My father, whenever he calls India, to his parents has to call, I built the house. I never seen my father build a house.
He's going in the car, coming in the car. Only engineers built it. My father is lying.
Who built? Engineer or father? Father only built. Yeah, directly engineer built, right? So both angles are right. Both angles are right. Father built. Who built this, the Taj Mahal? We know answer, na? Shah Jahan built this Taj Mahal. Excuse me. Actually building, some engineer built. But name goes to that. Okay. This person is ordered to build this. That's why he gets the name. Rama brought all the forces. Rama only wanted to build the bridge in the ocean. Sa Rama Setu. Nala actually did it. So Nala Setu. Okay, that is not our problem. Now you come to it. This is the, before they are building this Nala, the bridge, one person came from Lanka. That person is Vibhishana. There were three brothers, Ravana, Kumbhakarna and Vibhishana in Lanka. They did tapas towards Brahmadeva and they got their own boons. Ravana did tapas and he got Brahmadeva appeared and he asked, what do you want? We also can do that kind of tapas to get something. But it will take more time. It will take more. Ramana did tapas, Brahmaji appeared, Brahmaji asked, what do you want? So nobody can kill me except a human being. I consider human being as a grass blade. He must have laughed like that. Human being. No one should kill me. I should rule this world. So all the boon he got from Brahmaji. Brahmaji tatastu. Tatastu, that's it. Brahmaji only will give boons. This is Vishnu's department. He has to come and kill this fellow. So every department head has got their own role. Brahmaji blessed. Okay. Varavana, what do you want? Tatastu. Kumbhakarna came and Kumbhakarna asked, what do you want? Sleep. I want to sleep. How many days? Now you ask me how many months? 6 months he will sleep. Very nice person, eh? Very nice person. He will not die. 6 months even though he sleep, he will not die. When he gets up, oh, he drinks coke, barrel. I heat like what that. You have to make 1 kilometer of dosa. All big what that vessels he will drink. Kumbhakarna. He asks, eating, sleeping, very nice boon. Brahmaji, tatastu. Very powerful Rakshasa. And third person, Vibhishana comes and Vibhishana also did tapas. He asked, in every situation I should not move, even in adversity, my mind should not move from dharma. So I have to follow dharma. Even in my crisis also I have to follow dharma. My mind should be always in dharma. So he asked dharma. So these three people, you must have heard, these three people are depicting three gunas of the mind. Sattva, Rajasa, Tamas. Rajoguna, Ravana. Sattvoguna, Vibhishana. Tamoguna, Kumbhakarna. Sleeping, eating, sleeping. Yeah. Now these three brothers were living there. Not living in one place and cooking in one, from one kitchen eating. No, not like that. Many people are talking like that. Vibhishana had Ravana's food and he went against brother. It's not like that. They had their own bungalows. They lived separately only. Even though their father is same, they had their own business and own lifestyle. Vibhishana was a very nice person. Following dharma, even in that place also. It's not necessary that we have to live only near some temple or agraharam, we live with dharmic person. No. Vibhishana was living in the Rakshasa, in the midst of Rakshasa. He was leading very nice kind of the dharmic life. The day Ravana kidnapped Sita and brought Sita and kept in Lanka. The Lankas, the Nimitta, the Sagunam. Saguna, the nature's activities completely changed. So Vibhishana started advising Ravana, even though he's an elder brother. Hey Ravana, what you have done is wrong. Because everything is changing here. The symptoms are not right here. You just put the ghee vessel, all the ants are coming for the ghee. It should not happen. Whenever you do yaga yajna, the ants are coming. And so many flies are coming. These are the not the nice symptom for auspiciousness. So Lanka is losing its auspiciousness now. The mistake you have done is very big. You have to give back Sita to Rama. From day one, Vibhishana started advising Ravana again and again. Ravana did not like that. Sometimes leaders, they don't like the opposite thought from any person, that company or office. I don't like any second thought. You have to tell whatever I like, you have to tell according to my like, my wish. I don't want any goodness. I want the pleasure from your words, that's all. Getting it? So Ravana was expecting only pleasurely words, sweet words from other people. Whatever I do, you have to support my activity, that's all. I don't want any dharma upadesa or no advice. Vibhishana kept on telling this kind of dharma upadesa. Sometimes the dharma upadesa, this kind of person don't like. Yudhishthira, Ravana did not like dharma upadesa from Vibhishana. The same way, you take in Mahabharata, Dhritarashtra was there, ne? Dhritarashtra. He liked dharma upadesa. but he will not follow. That is different. He like very much. Very often he used to call Vidura. Vidura, Vidura is one brother. Vidura, come and tell something. Hours together he will tell. This is dharma, this is adharma. And he appreciates Vidura also. Vidura, I do not know how you speak like this. Very nice lecture. And he will say, you should not support Duryodhana. Because of your support only, Duryodhana is doing all kinds of this kind of thing, opposing Pandavas. They are doing all kinds of adharma to Pandavas. You should not. Yes, very nice, good. Yeah, 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 of course. Yeah, should be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. After 2 hours, you will ask Duryodhana, Duryodhana, next project is ready? For what? To hit Pandavas. Vidura will laugh. Ayyo. After 2 hours of lecture, is going the same way. See, the person is blind, not only blind physically, blind at mind level also, mental level, intellectual blindness. So, Dhritarashtra liked this Dharmapadesha, he did not follow. It's a different variety. Here, Ravana did not like that. Sala. You don't want. I don't like Dharmapadesha. Dhritarashtra liked. And he did not follow. It's a very different personalities we find in our scriptures. Now, Vibhishana was advising him so many times, he got irritated, frustrated, Ravana. Whenever he sees Vibhishana, now he comes to give me some advice. I don't want. Ask him to get out from this place. So one day, in the hall, all these Rakshasas are sitting and Vibhishana's, Ravana's son also sitting there. Indrajit. So all these people are supporting Ravana's view. So what you have done is right, you brought Sita, that is right, you should have killed Rama and Lakshmana there itself. Now they are making so much of effort and they have sent one messenger, Hanuman. This that Vanara came and almost 50% of Lanka was burnt by him. Because you left Rama and Lakshmana there, but there itself you should have killed. Now everything is gone. Now you have to make some arrangement, you have to kill this over that. Vanara gang along with Rama and Lakshmana. This is all the plan they started. Somebody should go and finish them. And they also started there to come to Lanka. This is the condition. In this condition, the mantra alochana was going on in Lanka. In that mantra alochana hall, Vibhishana also sitting there, and Vibhishana got from his chair and he started telling, this is not what you are writing, Ravana. At least 50% Lanka has gone. 50% you have. With this, we have to live happily. If you want a very happy Lanka, everything to be revived, and you have to give Sita back to Rama. This is what you have to do. He got angry, extremely angry. Again and again, you are telling more than 10 months, you are telling, being my brother, you are not supporting my view. Sometimes two people are fighting, okay? You go and advise one person, this person will not listen to you. This person will say, "You are, even though you are my brother, you are not supporting my view, you are supporting that person's view." You seen this kind of the angle? And so you are my brother, my sister, I have to correct you. I don't have any right to correct the person who is going the street. Are you getting it? So you are more important than that person. You have to correct yourself. Then only your life will be very nice. And this person is telling, you are supporting the person who is third person, and you are not supporting the own blood. Oh? This is what Ravana also asked. You are supporting Rama, Lakshmana and Hanuman. You are not supporting my view. And he says that your view is wrong completely. You are in the path of adharma. You have to correct, then only we will be very happy. Ravana never listened. Now this is the very last point. They are sitting over there. They are standing, Ravana and Vibhishana. He is about to kill Vibhishana. Now if you speak even one single word extra, I will kill you. Now this is the last moment Vibhishana got up from his. He just started flying the sky. Along with Vibhishana, the four, the Rakshasas also went. These are the ministers of Vibhishana. Very truthful Vibhishana ministers. They went with him. They flew towards Rama. All the Vanara Sena, Rama, Lakshmana, they were standing in the shore of the ocean. to go that side. They are about to build bridge. Now Varuna Devata came and he also helped. I will help you. When you build on me, I will support you without any waves. I will make myself still. Then you can build bridge. Vibhishana arrived. Vibhishana sent a message. Few Vanaras started going and hitting them. He Rakshasas came, these Vanaras started flying and hitting them all the directions. And Vibhishana said, cool. I have come here to take refuge at Rama's feet. You just go and tell, I have to take Saranagati. And one monkey came and told. All these Vanaras were standing there. Rama also got the news. And this main Vanara leaders were there. Now this is the time. Will Rama add this? If Rama add Vibhishana in his team, the team may break. Getting it? Nobody wants to include Vibhishana in that team. But Rama wanted to bring him in the team. Now, will you bring new person to the team? Or will you protect the team by sending him back to Lanka? This is the critical condition in Ramayana. You understood the situation? Now shall we go? What happened there? What is the opinion is discussed? And how many people were discussing? What are the opinions? What is Rama's opinion? How they discussed? Point by point shall we go? Nice. Respecting family members. They have family, big family. So many members we have. Now the critical situation has come. We have to respect. Without consulting anyone, we should not take decision. Suppose in the critical time, if you do not respect anyone and you take your own decision, if something goes wrong, okay, nobody will come and help. You agree? There are so many people you have. Yes, so many people. In the family, you have so many people. But this person, for his own son, okay, he selected one girl from somewhere, this family. And everything fixed. Immediately, he gives an invitation to everyone. The family members said, whose marriage? My son marriage. What? Your son marriage. We are all here, big, big people. We are without consulting us. You have done yourself. Anyway, you have given me the invitation. We are coming to this marriage. We'll come. Take Akshada. Blessings is different with all. And they go away. After 1 or 2 months, the problem started. You're getting it? The girl from that family, the family is not a nice family. The father is like that, mother is like that, brother, whole family is now you. Without knowing this family background, I took this girl and now I get into completely into problem. Please, you are all my family members. Come and help me. All will send mails. We got invitation from you. We visited your marriage. We blessed your children along with you also. You also, we blessed. We came. Very nice lunch you provided. Everything nice. You only selected without consulting us. Now you have to take care of your own problem. All the best for your solution. Definitely they will not come. If you consult me, if all we were there, are getting it? If all come together, you consult with us, and we also pour some idea. After that, if you take decision, after our consultation, you have taken the decision. After that, if something happens, then you call me, we will come. Getting it? But you yourself has done everything without telling us, hiding something, no transparency in that. If problem comes, then you are calling us for the support. We have other job also. We will not come. Nobody will come and help. You getting it? The families. Now here Rama. Rama has all kinds of the power. He can decide himself. No need to discuss anyone. Even though he has got the ability to handle problem himself, without the help of other people, now you see how he is handling the situation. Very interesting. This is how the relationship skill we have to develop. Okay? I tell you, no need of studying any bestseller book, this and that. They sell, ne? So many books they sell. 10 effective points. How to be successful. 10 you read. You applied 10. Failure. Without this book, I could have made some success, all failure. And read the How to Influence Your Friends. Page by page, line by line, you will learn. And you try to influence. They are completely running away from you. You see, so many, the books are available in the market. How to do this, relationships. Simply, when you read this, our scriptures, the great rishis, Valmiki, Vyasa, they wrote the script. Just to read this book again and again and again, so many layers you will get. Layer after layer. Some kinds of the, the cake and the biscuit they make, ne? Different layers. Color layers. Make. You see, cakes are very different layers. Each layer has got different taste and different flavor also. The same way you read Ramayana, different layers. The first layer, very beautiful story. Beautiful story, first layer. Second layer, all the moral values kept. Third layer, got little concept, Vedantic concept also kept. And so many layers you can find. When you approach in this way, no need of any bestseller. So everything is based on values and religious touch. Oh, very interesting. So you can get what the religious value at the same time, what the ethical value, which is followed on the outside of the society also. You will be very, very successful outside. At the same time, inside also, you are growing inside. Self-unfoldment also happens. Anyway, we will go to what happened there? What discussion? You tell me. Yeah, we will come there. This is the Vibhishana. Vibhishana arrived, okay? And along with the Vibhishana, the four go to that. Rakshasas came. These are all his ministers. Close friends. This is Rama and Lakshmana, this background, what do you call the Jambavan. Jambavan, Hanuman, Sugriva, Angada, all this great word. And more people also are there. In the photo, they were missing. That's all. Neela, Nala, Jamba, so many other people were there. No, this is the Vibhishana. He came and took refuge. Now, when Vibhishana came, Sugriva's opinion. Getting it? If something happens in the meeting, we will ask opinion. Whatever your opinion, we want to build very good words at the bungalow. What is your opinion? Father is asking, what is your opinion? Mother says, we have to big, very big bungalow. Amma says, very big. Then son comes and, what is your opinion, son? We don't want any bungalow. Why? It's very difficult to maintain. For whom? For Amma only. I can put my clothes wherever I like. I will not keep everything. No need of big bungalow. And the other child, she comes in. I think small is very better to maintain. And father has to decide now. Four people. He is asking the opinion from four or five people. And he's asking opinion from his friends also. First to get the opinion before taking the decision. Then you will analyze, you will take some decision. For the first opinion, Sugriva says that. When Vibhishana arrived, he's standing in the sky now. Arrived. Vibhishana, when the Sugriva saw, Sugriva came to Rama. Hey Rama, I think you should not include this man into our team. No, don't include in our family. He says that Vibhishana came here with a crooked intention to strike you when you have reposed faith in him. So first he will come into our team and he will make trust. Then after that he will be one of our members. When time comes and he will take all whatever he was at the plan, he will do all kinds of the problems he will make. First you come, you enter into the family. Just to get the God that make them very, you make the trust. And after that, you just slowly start your problems. This is how he has the plan. With a crooked intention he came here. We should not. So what we have to do? I think Vibhishana to be killed, sir, along with his ministers. The four ministers came. Vibhishana and ministers to be killed. This is my opinion. That's all. Rama never asked. Rama did not ask anything. Before itself, Vibhishana, Sugriva came. And this Sugriva told, no, we have to finish this. Ayyo. Some people, they will come very dynamic. Not dynamic, very agitated. No, I don't ask anything. Why are you telling your opinion? Even if you are not asking, I have to tell my opinion.
Quick.
Some people are like that. You will not ask anything. Finish it, this fellow. Why? Very clearly it shows he is coming from opposite side. Ravana's brother, that itself is more than enough to kill him. Wait. No, you should not wait to kill. Hey. Sit down. Then Rama told him. After that, listening to this, Rama did not scold him. Then Rama asked others' opinion. Now Rama says that, Sukhrutam artha kritcheshu yuktam buddhimata sada samarthreshu upadasandeshtum shashvatim buddhimichyate. He says, in this kind of crisis, the good person should ask opinion of his friends. Rama says this. Okay? Now, this is the period. It's always desirable for one who is intelligent and capable of judging and seeks the lasting good of one's near and dear, wants to express honest opinion on naughty points in regard to duty. Naughty points means this is the very crisis, very difficult to remove the knots here. This kind of situation, whenever we get this kind of situation, we have to discuss with our friends. Sukhrutam, artha kritcheshu. I think this is the time I have to get opinion of others also. Oh, Sugriva, I agree your opinion. Not agree. I understand your opinion. Not agree. I understand your opinion. If I agree, I have to kill him. I understand. I listen to your opinion. Opinion number one. Now we ask other people are there. Other people were there. Hanuman, Jambavan, and Sharaba. So many things. Six people are giving six opinions now. See. Different opinion on Vibhishana. Anityevam paritushta astete swam sammatam atandritave. Rama asked, you have to tell your opinion. One by one, they started giving their opinion. Consulted in these words, the leaders, who were free from fatigue and keen to oblige Rama, forthwith expressed each of his own opinion. So everybody over that expressed their opinion. Swam swam matam atandrita. As nothing is there. Now, Angada comes. Angada Vali putra. Vali died. Rama killed Vali. Vali's putra Angada. Hey Angada, what is your opinion? Rama asks. Angada, you tell your opinion. Angada says, Vishwasaniya sagasana kartavya. Because satroho shakasat agata. He came from opposite side, what is the enemy side. Sarvata tarki evahi. Sarvata. So we have to have some doubt on this. Immediately you should not have faith on him. Doubt this fellow. Why? He has come from the opposite side. This is my, what is the opinion? Are you getting it? Vibhishana should not be dealt with as trustworthy. At all once. In as much as having arrived directly from the enemy's presence, satroho shakashat agata, he yet deserves to be viewed with suspicion in every way. Tarkhiya vajana vishvasaniya, vishvasam na kartavya. You be careful. This is generally not here only Angada says, even when we were there, we would have been, what is that, expressing this same, because coming from opposite side. Generally, don't have any faith. You have some doubt on him. This is Angada's view, number one. Number two, because Sugriva told that, I don't have any doubt this and kill him, that's all. Directly finish this fellow. This is what Sugriva said. Angada said that, have doubt on him. Don't have faith on him. And other the other views, second, third view, Sharaba. Sharaba is one more, or that Vanara king, Vanara leader. You never heard this Sharaba, huh? Have you heard this Sharaba? Now you hear. Now this is nice to have one more name you heard, Sharaba. Sharaba is one kind of animal you must have seen in the temples. Sharaba, like what that lion kind of thing. In the pillars you must have seen, Sharaba. It looks like lion, Sharaba. This Sharaba is the Vanara leader. Sharaba says that, Pranidayahi Charena. He says, Chara means what the spice. Okay? Now you send the spice. Sending out spice and thoroughly testing Vibhishana. This is other person. I also have doubt, but you do one thing. This two Vanaras are very good. They will go near what that Vibhishana. Let them see with what intention they have come. Getting it? Send some spice. Suppose somebody, new people came into this camp. The 50, 60 people, it is very easy to identify. Suppose under 200 people camp, okay? Some new people arrived. Suddenly you get doubt, everybody. How to find out? Directly if you go and, hey, who are you? Where are you coming from? What is your intention? We will not ask. This is not the way of, cultured way to ask like this. We will send two people. You go and find out. Nicely you'll go. We'll take some bread and all. Nicely we'll eat and we'll go nicely. And we will not ask that person directly. So this person is talking to other person, okay? We'll go to other person and, hey, where is he coming from? I do not know. Oh. What is his intention? We will not go directly ask that person. Spy means what? You have to ask other person with whom he has got the connection. Getting it? So you send some people and go and let them ask other four Rakshasas and find out the intention of Vibhishana. Here the problem is, what Vibhishana has in his mind, that is a problem. Getting it? What he has in his mind, I want to know clearly, but it is very difficult to know. That's why all this meeting is going on here. It's very, very, not only in Vibhishana or Rama's case, in our life also, we do not understand what opposite person is thinking. I don't understand you. This statement we heard so many times. I don't understand what you are thinking. 15 years I am trying. Only God knows. You are not telling. You never told me. If it is India, I will go to my house.
Because I am in other country. Even if I want to go, where can I go?
If it's India. But you are not telling. Sir, we want to know what other person is thinking. What is your idea? Tell me. So in this Labor Day program, where we are going, tell me. Suspense. Okay, October, one more, 3 more days are coming. What is that? October also you get a weekend program. What is that? Thanksgiving. 3 days you are getting it. Now Columbus, 4 days, 4 days. You tell me, what is your plan on Columbus Day?
I want to know.
I'll tell you. When? After the program. You are not telling about your idea, your feeling, your emotion, and you are hiding everything in your heart. I want to know. My nature is, I'm very curious what you think, you tell me. But you are not telling. You see the fight? And this man is telling, if I tell anything, you will tell all your friends.
Friends are calling me.
I don't want to reveal anything. I will keep quiet. If you keep quiet, you don't share anything from your mind. I am disturbed. This is my nature. Getting it? To know the person's heart is very important in our life. You have to share. So here, these people are trying to get the intention of Vibhishna, which is very difficult. How to find out the intention of person? They're going around that person. The second person says that you send some spies and find out the intention of Vibhishna. This is my idea. Who says? The Saraba says like that. The first one, Sugriva, what he told? Finish it. Why unnecessary sending spies and finish? Second, Angada, don't have doubt in. Third one, Saraba, send spies and ask and find it. Find Vibhishana with what intention he came. Jambavan came. Jambavan also contributed. Jambavan says that Baddha Vairascha Papascha Rakshasendrat Vibhishana. The Vibhishana came from the person who is already enemy to us, Ravana. I think the Deshakala is not right. Sanketa. Yeah. So he came from opposite side. Okay, we accept. The time is not right. The place is not right. Suppose Vibhishana was, Vibhishana's against his brother's opinion. He must have come before itself when we were there somewhere in the forest. Why he has come now, you tell me. Now, the place and the time is getting, creating doubt. You getting it? You're getting it? So, you have very nice examination. So today, very important examination. The child says that 8 o'clock examination, okay? 8 o'clock examination. 6 o'clock, she gets up from the, from the bed. And she says, 6 o'clock onwards, she tells it, I have a headache. Headache means?
Head.
That means you don't want to go to school. Immediately, any father, mother, what will you think? Today's very important examination. Math, which you don't like the most. Already you don't like math. Today, math exam. And from the 8 o'clock, okay, I have to drop you. 7 o'clock, get up. I have to drop you. And 6 o'clock onwards, you started. After having tea. Generally, if you take tea, still go. After having tea, it's increased.
You are telling me, I have headache.
What kind of thought you will have, you tell me. Generally, you connect that. Already, you don't like this. This is not the right time, right place to express your feeling. You getting it? We get doubt. Place is not right and the time is also not right. If this headache would have gone, if she would have got in the afternoon, yesterday afternoon, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, we will not connect this together, okay? Morning you are telling headache. Now examination. Already you don't like. You getting it? The connection, our Jambavan God. This Desha Kala Samprapta. Adesha Kala Samprapta. This time is not right. Now we are about to hit Lanka. Now he has come. I think we should have some doubt in this, in his, intention. Yeah, when you have some committee meeting and all, the people are expressing their ideas, you should not laugh at them. Even though you don't like the idea. The man is telling, you send some spice and find out. The leader should be very, very serious. Even though you laugh inside, you should not laugh.
Are you getting it? This idea? What kind of idea? You laugh inside. Control.
See Rama's condition. You have to ask opinion. When the opinion comes like this, Deshakala is not a sanketa. Okay, now one more opinion is very nice. Vibhishana has come away. Deserting the sinful Ravana, who bears deep-rooted enmity to us already, without recording to the place and time, Adesha Kali Samprapta. Therefore, Sankita. Getting it should be viewed with suspicion in every way. Okay. This Mainda, this is one more very, very silly idea. Mainda also you never heard, huh? And now you hear. So, two characters, Mainda and Sharaba. These are the Vanara king, Vanara powerful leaders. But we are very popular with Sugriva and Hanuman. That's all. Tell me two Vanara leaders from Ramayana. Sugriva, Hanuman. Okay. Hanuman, Sugriva. ஃபஸ்ட்டு அனுமான் கோபுர் தென் சுக்ரீவா தென் தட்ஸ் ஆல் நோ ஹியர் ஆஃப்டர் யூ சொல்லு மைந்த அண்ட் வாட் தட் சரபயன் நோபடி நோஸ் தட் அந்த இன் ராமாயண த லீடர்ஸ் லைக் ஹனுமான் சுக்ரீவா மைந்த ஷரப ஹவு டு யூ நோ ஆல் தோஸ் திங்ஸ் ஐ ரெட் ராமாயண ஒன் ஸ்லோக் ஆஃப் எக்ஸ் டிஃப்ரென்ஸ் அண்ட் ஹவு டு டெல் தி நேம் பீப்புள் டோன்ட் நோ அதர் நேம்ஸ் ஆல்சோ ஐ நோ பட் ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு ரிவீல் ஆல் தோஸ் திங்ஸ் லிவ் இட் வெரி லிட்டில் லிட்டில் யூ நோ மைந்தா சேஸ் த விபீஷண இஸ் வெல் நோன் டு பி த யங்கர் பிரதர் ஆஃப் திஸ் ராவண செலிபிரேட்டட் ராவணா லெட் இம் பி ஜென்ட்லி இன்டரோகேட்டட் ப்ரோக்ரஸிவ்லி நோ சீஸ் தட் பிரிச்சதாம் மதுரேனாயம் ஷனைஹி நரத்பதீஸ்வர பிரிச்சதாம் மதுரேனாயம் ஒன் பர்சன் டோல்டு யூ சென்ட் சம் ஸ்பைஸ் த ஸ்பைஸ் வில் நாட் கோ டைரக்ட்லி டு விபீஷ்ணா தே வில் ஆஸ்க் அதர் தன் விபீஷ்ணா தே வில் ஃபைண்ட் அவுட் So with what intention he came. And he says, why unnecessary spending the spice? You send our vanaras, let them go, directly speak to Vibhishana. Madhurena ayam prichatam. And there's the, Vibhishana, Vibhishana. Hey, why you have come here? With what intention? Rama would have laughed like anything. What kind of idea? Okay. In any meeting, you are the leader, powerful leader. The topmost CEO of the company. You are sitting there, all with nicely dressed and very erect. What is your idea? What is your idea? Sir, this is my idea, sir. You are completely out of your control. And you say, 1 minute, I will drink water, I will come. Go to a restroom, lock your room, laugh, and you come back. Why, the idea is hitting you like anything. What kind of ideas? These people are, what is that, great supervisors of the company. What to talk about the ordinary, what is that, people who are serving there. Yo. This was, Rama, we will send the Vanaras. Hey, Vanaras, come, you go ask very nicely. Yeah, see the word. பிரிச்சதாம் மதுரேனாயம் ஷனைஹி சம் வெரி ஸ்லோலி ஹே
விபீஷ்ணா ஒய் வாக்கம் வாட் இன்டென்ஷன் டெல் மீ
யூ சென்ட் த மாஸ்க் லெட் த மாஸ்க் வெரி நைஸ்லி அண்ட் வி கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஃபார் தட் இன்டென்ஷன் ஆஃப் விபீஷ்ணா ஐயோ see the intelligence they have. If you go on very nicely, somebody, very strange person came in, said, then you go, hey, where are you coming from? Even if you, the strange person is more intelligent than you, he will find why this man is coming and asking like this. Vibhishana also will understand with what intention you have come.
I know what intention you have come asking me. I will not tell you the truth.
We shall tell. Very clearly you cannot ask, go directly and ask very nicely. Madhurena Prichetam. This kind of ideas also, we have to understand one thing, when you ask this kind of idea, there are so many silly ideas also will come. At that time, we should not get irritated. At the same time, we should not laugh in front of them also. You should have the control, complete control over your mind. You will get irritated. Your face also is there. Face also will change. You should not change your face. You should not express your feeling. So many different feeling, Navarasas you will get. But you should know how to control it. This is his idea. Okay. And finally, Hanuman comes. When Hanuman comes, our, look at me. Otherwise, you will read there. Look at me. When Hanuman comes, the sixth person, Hanuman, Valmiki was selling Atha. Atha means hereafter. Atha samskara sampanno Hanuman. Samskara means cultured person. The Hanuman is completely cultured person. Now he comes and he expresses. You call one by one on the stage. Now he comes, he will give you a welcome address. Now lighting the lamp. Now he... Hey, now comes. Then he gives you extra... you give extra, what do you call, the importance to that particular person. You give, automatically you give extra importance to, you are, because you are expecting something special from that person. He is his mind that old. And last mind, Sugriva told, and Angada told, Sharaba told, and what else? Jambavan told, mind that old. You see this, mind that. Because it's, the idea is different. Now, Atha Samskara Sampanno, Valmiki himself enjoys. Atha Samskara Sampanno, Hanuman. Now, Hanuman, the cultured person, now he see how he expressed his idea. Okay? Now, this is Hanuman's idea. Akarashchadyamanopi nashakyo viniguhitum balathi vunotiva bhavam antargatam nirnam. He says that even if you, or that, his idea is very clear. Don't send spies, this and that. I said, just to ask him to come in front of you. You see his face in eyes. You see the face eyes, you can directly know his mind very, very clearly. Because knowing the mind, you cannot enter through his eyes and go to his mind. It is very difficult to know. Because sukshma sarira. Sukshma means difficult to understand. But you can understand face index of the mind. So whatever he has intention, this intention you can find it through his eyes and face. And Hanuman says that very, very easy. Why you are having this much meeting, I do not know. And he says that, but even though you have the ability to find out his intention, with your generous mind only you are asking as opinion. The first he starts like that. We appreciate your leadership and your relationship skill. Very good. But anyhow you asked us, so this is our duty to express. Everybody express. I also tell my opinion. This is my opinion. Akaras chadyamadu. Even though you close your eyes, try to close your eyes, it is very difficult to hide intention in the mind. Getting it? Even it is being veiled, one's intention cannot be fully concealed. It is very difficult. The facial expressions of men perforce reveals their inner feeling. Generally, face is the index of mind, we commonly say. Akar achadyamanavi, even if you cover, it reveals. We may say that many people we have seen in our life, they know how to cover the feelings inside. They smile very nicely. You must be telling or thinking in your mind. So this truth is not acceptable. Why? Many people we see in our life, even though the mind is completely in other realm, they know how to cover it. They know how to express. You agree? We see many people in the transactional world. They hide something and they show something. You agree? But anyway, you agreed that. You agreed. They hide something, they show something. Do you agree? Say yes. Yes. You agreed. The point is that you know very well that they hide something, they show something. You know, na? Now you got it. You understood. You understood very clearly that hiding something, showing something. But we do not know what is that. That is a different matter. But something is what that hiding inside, something showing. The difference between the gap between face and mind is totally visible. Next point only we have to make effort of what you are hiding inside. That is a different matter. First itself, when you see the face, we can understand that something is hiding, something is showing. You agree? So Hanuman says that when you see this person, you can understand the intention very clearly. See the face. Getting it or not? Now see, suppose we pumpkin, Pusanikai? Pumpkin? So in India you get pumpkin green color. Big pumpkin green color. Here? Yellow color? Orange color? Orange color. Halloween also coming next month. Orange color. So you take the orange color pumpkin, okay? You want to hide this orange color pumpkin by cooked rice. You just cook the rice. 5 kilogram? 5 kilograms of rice you cook, and you bought, put very big, what is it, plate, okay? Big plate, put the pumpkin on the plate, and this is very visible, visible to anyone. Pumpkin, you cannot cover the pumpkin, visible. So you are very, very skilled, you have very high level of skill, you know how to cover the pumpkin. With cooked rice, take the cooked rice and just mash the cooked rice and completely covered or not, okay? And people are coming and saying, where is the pumpkin, where is the pumpkin? So we feel very proud that I covered this pumpkin by cooked rice. Another person comes there, hey, the pumpkin is visible. Are getting it? Even though you cover the pumpkin with cooked rice, the pumpkin is for that visible with cooked rice or not? Are you getting it or not?
Yes.
This is called Mulu Pusanika Sotla Marakardin. In Tamil, we say that Mulu Pusanika Sapatla Marakardin. Sapat means rice. Mulu Pusanika means the big, the complete pumpkin. You cover the complete pumpkin by cooked rice, even though you covered. Not single yellow color is or orange color is visible. You covered completely. And you are very proud that I covered this pumpkin. Excuse me, sir. Orange color is not visible, but pumpkin size is visible. You getting it? Size of the pumpkin is visible. Even though we know that I covered completely my, what is that, feelings with my smile. It is visible that you are covering something by your plastic smile and all. I get it. This is the Anuman's idea. You just watch the person, just to see the person, you can understand very clearly. If he covers the inner feeling, that also you can understand very easily. Why? You covered very nicely. The pumpkin is visible, big pumpkin. It is visible very clear that you covered the pumpkin with rice. But maybe the pumpkin or the orange color is not visible, but completely it is visible. In the same way, you are hiding something, showing something, and you are adjusting, and it shows that you are adjusting very efficiently. Very efficiently you covered the pumpkin with the cooked rice. You getting it? This is the idea of Hanuman. Okay, what Rama said. After this, Rama brought his idea. Rama, whether he accepted Vibhishana or not, what he told to all the 6 people, gave 6, what that, opinion. What is Rama's opinion now? We will continue in the next class. The suspense should be there. What happened? Tomorrow. Next class. Interesting. How to, what the breaking, without breaking the, what the group, how to maintain the relationship. Very well. Now see, when you ask the opinion, Hanuman is very important. Jambavan, here Mainda, Sharaba, Sugriva, Angad, all are very, very important people in our family members. You ask the opinion. If you reject their opinion, they feel hurt. You should not reject their opinion, and you cannot take the opinion. All the 6 opinions cannot be considered here. But I need to hold these people with me. But I have to ask these people. When I ask, I have to take this opinion. Whether Rama received the opinion, what Rama did finally? Suppose we don't take the opinion, the people, why you ask the opinion? Eh? You ask the opinion, I told, but you are not considered. You're getting it, they get angry. What Rama did, you tell me. This is what I'm telling you, tomorrow we'll see. Okay, tomorrow we'll continue. Nice point. This is the suspense should be there. Then only we'll come to class with all curiosity. Others will come to class. Come to class is different. Come to class is different. I'm getting it. Yeah, tomorrow. Anyway, I have to complete it. I will tell you. So we have to wait. Yes, you have to wait. That one more point also. What Rama did. What is his opinion, eh? Interesting. See how Ramayana is teaching us the practical life. This is not the bestseller book. No, you read our Ramayana, different angle. It reveals you so many aspects of life. I'm not reading any bestseller, only Ramayana, Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita, more than enough. I'm going around the world. Successfully you go and live your life also very successful. I never brought any bestseller's quotation also, you see. You see the 2-3 class, only Ramayana, Valmiki. No reference from any books. We have so much of the treasure. Again, and you also go and dive into that. You also get, what is that? So many things. This is our treasure. The Ramayana is our treasure, Mahabharata treasure. Valmiki, Vyasa is our ancestors. What do you call? Pita, Pitama, Pitru, Prapitamahas. What do you say in, how do you tell in English? Our great, great, great grandfathers. Okay, we'll go to next program. We'll celebrate Krishna Jayanti. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.